Today, we're in our nation's capital to check out the sights and take in a ballgame. We're going to see the monuments, visit the museums, and stay as far away from politics as possible. It's Nationals Park here in Washington, D.C., this week on Ballpark Road Trip. This is Ballpark Road Trip. If you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future. Well, you've come to the right place. Here on the show, we will be traveling around to each major league city, talking to locals who know their home ballparks inside and out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and today we're talking Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Now, I've been to Washington, D.C. a few times in my life. My first time in D.C. was on a ballpark road trip back in eighth grade. However, at that time, this was the non-baseball portion of the tour. We had just come from Baltimore, and we were going to head to Philadelphia to end our tour, but between those two stops, we hit Washington, D.C. What I remember most about my trip in eighth grade was that it was really hot. We actually had to see a movie just to get out of the heat, and I remember we ended up seeing Rookie of the Year. That was the limit of my baseball in D.C. at that point, Rookie of the Year. But then in 2011, I came back to revisit the East Coast 18 years later and saw the two new ballparks in New York before taking the train down to visit the relatively new D.C. ballpark. All three had opened up within the past 3 years, so this was a great chance to knock off three new ballparks on one trip. Going to D.C. is a lot like going to New York or Las Vegas for me. There are so many things to do that every time I go, I want to replay the hits, but I also want to find some deep cuts. So after exploring the mall in 2011, I headed over to an attraction that is no longer there called the Newseum. It was a museum dedicated to, of course, the history of news. One of the cool things they had there was an exhibit with all of the newspapers from around the world and that morning's headlines. So you could see the headlines from Asia, from Europe, from Africa, all over, and from all the cities in the United States. I was there on a busy news day because the day before, the U.S. had just killed Osama bin Laden. So that was the headline in all different languages around the world. Pretty cool. That night, it was time to go to a baseball game. I took the metro and headed down to Nationals Park. The park had been open for about 3 years, but that's not a lot of time in terms of area development, so back in 2011 when I went, there wasn't too much to do around the ballpark. Nowadays, I get the feeling that there are plenty of places to hang out and explore. I came from the metro and got off at the Navy Ballpark, or the Navy Yard Ballpark stop. Today there are condos and shops and restaurants, but back when it first opened, there wasn't as much around the ballpark. So that would be a big difference revisiting Nationals Park today, 14 years later. I sat in section 221. I remember this because I was right on the edge of that stadium deck section down the right field line. It's a separate section, kind of goes around into the corner. I walked around a bit, visited the bar in left center field, which is now called the Ultra Loft Budweiser Brewhouse, but I believe it had a different name when it opened. And remember, back in 2011, the idea of social spaces weren't as ubiquitous with ballparks as they are now. So being able to drink in an open-air bar in the outfield and watch the game was kind of a new idea. Now, for someone who doesn't really drink $12 cans of beer, it's not as big of a deal. But I do like to stand against a drink rail and catch an inning or two. Now, I have to admit, I was a little underwhelmed by Nationals Park. Just a lack of specific character, especially for a ballpark that opened in 2008. A very comfortable place to watch a game, and again, believe me, as a tour guide, I am stoked I can go see a baseball game when I take a group of 8th graders on a school trip to DC, so that's fantastic. But I hope as time goes by, and both the ballpark and the franchise age, they will keep innovating and adding things to the building. But as always, you shouldn't listen to me, a guy who visited once. You should listen to Marion and Anna, a mother-daughter combo who are going to tell us all they know about Nationals Park.
Nationals Park.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
You guys are Nationals fans, right? So, yes. Anna, let me ask you, how old were you when the Nats came to town?
She doesn't know. Gosh.
In 2005.
She's eight. We started going in like 2010, though.
In 2010, that's when you guys started going. And have you always, always gone as a family, or do you guys go with other people as well?
Yes, both.
Both. Okay, good. How many games do you guys get to a year? If it's different for both of you, you guys can tell me. But how many games do you think you get to a year?
Oh, in the heyday, we were probably going to like 20 games a year, maybe more. Right?
I would say more.
Before you went to college.
20 to 30. Yeah. College was a little hard, but.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you get out a few times a year to see games, maybe?
Maybe 10. Cool. 5 to 10.
Still 15 to 20.
Yeah, I get 5 with somebody's season ticket plan, and then we do more. Like, we do ladies' night, we do
My work also games. has had tickets, so I've gone with my work, too.
Gotcha. Since neither of you live near the stadium, what's the best way to get to a Nats game? For people who are out of town, maybe they have a car, maybe they don't. You know, how would you recommend getting to a game?
Well, we have different opinion. Metro is very easy. And we used to live in Vienna, which is the end of the Orange Line. But if you take Metro, the Washington Metro, you get off like a half a block from the stadium.
Oh, cool.
But once COVID started, we drove more. And driving's fine. You can park. Sundays, I think it's free parking on the street. But parking, you're going to pay $30 to $40 near there. And Metro, you can probably Metro from anywhere for under $10.
Anna, do you disagree with that?
No, I would say the Metro is probably the easiest and cheapest. But if you do have a car full of people, I found a bunch of lots right around the stadium. So they're pretty nice. And I think there's one day where they do discounts because they have a Geico garage right on property. So I think they do a discount with parking as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's also a boat from Old Town Alexandria, which neither of us have done, but that's where she works now.
Oh,
that should be fun.
You can take the ferry over, the boat over.
You can take the ferry over from Alexandria, yeah.
Would you say that the neighborhood down there is a place that you would want to hang out before or after a game? Or is it the kind of place where you go and then leave and go somewhere else?
I would say both, depending on if you have kids or not kids. For me, I like going down early because there's this cool bar, Atlas, that can do cheap beer and pizza. So if you're getting off of work like me, I get there early. So I like to go there. There's a bunch of restaurants. There's a Silver Diner. So you can do pre or post game. But if you have kids and want to get home, it's easy to get right on the Metro.
Yeah. But there's lots of things to do there now. We've been going, since 2010, 15 years. It's gotten a lot better in the last, even 5 years. Tons of stuff to do there. And once she started going with her office and getting tickets with her office, then we sort of found more of the places around there. And for young people, it's called the Bullpen down the corner, which I don't think you've ever been to, have you, Anna? I went once with my alumni, and it was fun, but it's fun more for like 20-somethings, not much for,
Yeah, they have like music and beer and all that kind of fun.
Where would you say is the best place to enter the stadium? Is it in center field? Is that a big area out there to come
into
the park?
That's what we like. That's straight from the Metro. You walk straight down from the Metro and you're at the center field gate with the big Nats Park sign and all that.
Nice. And it's a good photo op too.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you get your tickets. Maybe sometimes it's a season ticket plan or maybe it's game to game. Is it okay to do secondary market there? Do you think like SeatGeek and StubHub and those are easy ways to get tickets?
Oh, absolutely.
The area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know if they still do this, but I think they do that. You can show up on game day and buy seats for $5 in the outfield.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. And that's only at the stadium on game day?
Yes. Pretty sure.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Because I know several people who've done that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So If people, people are going to get their tickets and they've never been to the park, is there any place that you would recommend that they sit other than, first deck behind home plate? A lot of people like that. But is there any place specific to Nationals Park that might be a good view or a fun place to sit?
I always enjoy sitting on the third baseline, either like the 200s, 300s. And we used to sit in the 400s. You have a perfect view of everything. You're not blocked by anything. I would say don't sit behind the scoreboard because you can't see anything. But if you sit on the third baseline, you can see everything.
Where's the scoreboard located?
In right field,
In
right
right
field.
field.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a scoreboard pavilion, and we've sat there before. Like, we took advantage of cheap prices before we knew any better. And then you can't see the scoreboard, and we didn't like that so well.
Oh,
But,
gotcha.
like when we were watching Jason Worth sitting out in right field, we didn't mind that, or Bryce Harper. But I would say the same thing. So I started getting tickets in the club section on the third base side. The best thing about third base there is it's hot in Washington. And in the summertime, if you sit on first base, which is where the Nats dugout is on first baseline, then you're going to be in the sun and it's going to be really hot. So third base is going to be better.
You can get
The
some
only
shade
other,
in the summer.
yeah. And if you get closer to home plate, you can see the Capitol. If you are sitting like right fieldish or even maybe left field, you can see the Washington Monument, which is kind of
Oh,
cool.
nice. Cool.
Yeah.
And that's probably a better view the higher you get. Is that the idea that
Yes.
like in
Yeah.
that top deck
Yeah.
is probably a better view?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
good. That's good. You mentioned a couple of cheap ways. You said like $5 on day of games sometimes, and you said that there's some free parking days. Any other days or specific things or events that you like to go to every year? Like, is there a you said ladies' night? You do
Yeah, we
that?
like ladies' night.
What
You
is
don't have to
lady?
be a
How is
lady, but
ladies'
it's
night different than a normal night?
a
So in the past they used to have it outside the stadium under a tent, and you would have to buy the special ticket. You'd go in, you'd get a free 1 year's like little Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg like wine cap holders, like just different giveaways every year. And then inside there's a bunch of food. I think one time they had like you can get like temporary tattoos, and then they have this whole back section where players and I think some of the coaches would come and you could ask questions and take pictures. So that was a lot of fun. And then recently they've brought it inside, so you kind of have more time to like walk around the park, like you still meet people.
Yeah, I think it
It's
was
a lot
gonna
of
rain.
fun.
I think it was gonna rain this year. That's why they brought it inside. But yeah, they have giveaways. Like we got an infinity scarf 1 year, like a wine glass 1 year. They always do free drinks. Like 1 year it was like little cocktails. Sometimes it's a free wine or beer, not unlimited, but like a certain amount of tickets for your ticket. And then the tickets are probably a little bit more expensive there, but it's fun. And we
Yeah.
just grab a bunch of women friends and go. And
Well,
occasionally we've
yeah.
dragged a couple of a boyfriend, but never a
Yes.
husband. Her dad has his limits.
People are inside. They've watched the game. Maybe they're not Nats fans because a lot of people who are going to listen to this podcast are coming through, checking off ballparks as they go around. So maybe they're not a fan of the Nats or of the visiting team and they want to explore the stadium a little bit. Are there any places that people should see if they're walking around the ballpark? Any places that they should make sure to visit or any places that they can hang out maybe for an inning or two?
If you buy a club ticket, which is not the most expensive seats, but like this, the mid-level expensive seats, that's where all the World Series memorabilia is. And so I think that that's definitely worth it. And you could, if you go on a weekday, you can get a club seat. And if they're not doing well, this is a team. It's, I want to say it's, they complain about Washington not being a great sports city. It's an okay sports city. It certainly was packed when they were winning the World Series, but if they're not doing all that well or whatever, you can probably get a club seat for fairly good. And that's where all the World Series memorabilia is and all the team memorabilia. The Budweiser Pavilion is kind of fun. That's if you come in for the central
I think it's the
field,
Red Porch is
yeah, the
called
Red
it's
Porch. You come in
called.
center field and go to the left. There's a gift store, and then there's like a Budweiser Pavilion, the Red Porch that you could sit in. And there's also like a pavilion up an escalator. That you used to be able to get $5 beers before the first pitch. I think you still can. You have $5 beers before a certain amount of time before the first pitch, and they often have entertainment up there. But as far as Nats based stuff, I mean, I've been to 18 stadiums, and you've been to like 12 or 13.
15.
Like some have Hall of Fame. We don't have that because we haven't been around that long.
But that
But
red
I'd say.
porch does seem to be a nice like gathering place with a good view of the ball or of the field and
Yeah, then you're in left field, right? You're sort of like left center
left
fielder.
center, yeah.
Yeah, I have to like hold up my hands to remember which is left and right.
Anything else that you can think of that might be a place to explore? Have they added any other social areas the past few years? You know, those are the kind of the big things, those social spaces. But I feel like Nationals Park already had that kind of built in with that, Red Porch and Budweiser Pavilion there.
There's stuff you were talking about, Anna, stuff from like the metro to the park. But if you get beyond the park, there's also a whole bunch of restaurants down there. I don't know if you've ever been there, Anna. There's a Salt Line and a couple other places out there. They're supposed
Is it
to
like a
be.
little
I went
ballpark
once.
village out kind of past center field kind of?
A little bit. I wouldn't say it's like what Atlanta has or like
St. Louis.
yeah, I wouldn't call it like
Or even
that, but
Baltimore.
there's those have more.
You go to DC. If you go to DC to see the game, then you need to go to DC to see the DC sites. You should wrap that all together. You know, like the Smithsonian, the Washington Monument, the Congress. The reason we started going is my nieces and nephews would come. We'd take them for a week in the summer because we lived in Washington, DC, and we'd take them to things. And we just added that to our itinerary one year. And I've always loved baseball, and then we were hooked. And then this team started doing really well, and then we were really hooked.
Well, you know what? That brings me to a question that I usually end my interviews with, but I'm going to ask you right now because you've already started mentioning this. If people have, let's say, one weekend in town to go to a game, do you recommend they go to a Friday night game, a Saturday game, or a Sunday matinee afternoon game?
Depends on the weather. If it's the heat of the summer, I would go a Friday night game. I would go a night game if it's the heat of the summer. But at any other time, I don't think it matters. I think I go Saturday, Sunday because the traffic's bad on Friday.
Do you
We've
do daytime or nighttime on Saturdays? Or a
done
mixture of both?
night.
Saturday
But
nights.
they've had 4 o'clock games.
Yes, they do have that.
So you
But I
could
would say
have
we're
like a
more
full day
evening.
in town and then possibly see a game at the after.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, just take the metro right down.
Well, let's get back to exploring the ballpark a little bit. You ladies, do you like to eat at the ballpark? Do you like to eat beforehand? Do you like to bring in food? Well, there's the question first. Are you allowed to bring in food and drink at the ballpark?
Yes. Yes, you are. And I
Okay.
have, but no, we like to eat there.
Right,
Most of
good.
the time,
So
unless we're super early. We'll eat outside, but normally it's inside at certain stands.
all right,
Yeah,
watching.
we disagree too. She likes Atlas Brewing. I was like, eh, it's
It, I
pizza.
think it just depends when we get there. Like, if I'm there really early and you can't get in yet, I'm gonna have a little bite, but I do eat inside as well.
Oh, are you pretty traditional, or do you like to try the new different things that they come up with every year?
So over the years, they've definitely come out with new things. Like, I just recently, this past season, they have like a, it's called See You Tater. It's all these tater tots with different toppings. That was pretty good. Honestly, sometimes just want to have my chicken nuggets and fries and the occasional hot dog.
And I love Shake Shack, and Shake Shack is always packed, but I just love it. It's like, it's the it's right by the Budweiser, by the $5 beers too. So you can get your $5 beer, stand in line for Shake Shack. But then the club section has its own food, which is nice. Like, what did we have there? We were like, oh, the burgers were really good, weren't they? The burgers were really good in there. They had fancy burgers, and but they have the
Specialty
thing,
sandwiches.
especially sandwiches. The DC thing is Ben's Chili Bowl. So that's on the first floor, and that's fine. They have like it's not my favorite exactly, but they have all
Chili
kinds of
cheese dog.
they got vegetarian options. They got DC is a pretty international city, so they've got
They have
all kinds of different
kosher.
stuff. They had kosher for a while because one of my friends, I'm not sure if they still have it, but they got vegetarian stuff.
Nice. And then outside the stadium, you said there are, remind me, are there any places that you like specifically outside the ballpark?
Yeah, there's Atlas Brewing and they team up with Andy's Pizza, which is really good. And then just recently they opened a Silver Diner right across the entrance. I believe there's a little a Mexican place as well. There's
There's
a
all
few
kinds of
bars like
chain
on the other
restaurants
side.
around. But I've been to Salt Life, which is, or Salt Line. I think it's Salt Line. And I think that that's Ryan Zimmerman's restaurant that's behind the park that was really nice. But we don't spend a ton of, generally, when we were working, you go to a game, you eat at the park, and then you go home. On the weekend, maybe a little bit more of that, but not as much.
Well, let's talk atmosphere a little bit and start with the question I ask about all ballparks. Can fans feel safe wearing their visiting jerseys and visiting colors in Nationals Park?
Oh,
Yes.
absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah, because you really have some ballparks out there. Yeah, you really gotta maybe wear a sweatshirt over that jersey of yours.
We're planning on going to Houston and wearing our Nats stuff. We don't know about
Oh
this.
yeah. Do you guys like to watch batting practice? Are you batting practice people? Do you like to come early? What's the deal with coming early? Are you able to, how early are you able to come, do you think?
90 minutes. 90
90.
minutes to 2 hours, depending on when. And we don't really do a lot of that. I like to be in my seat when the first pitch starts, but I don't know. We really haven't done a ton of
I
that.
would say we've never done it, but I know there's always like the kids will either like run down to try to go right by the dugout, try to get autographs. We did do that 1 year because that's when we got like Dusty Baker's autograph. We have gotten some, very rare. And then if you go in the outfield, you can occasionally catch a ball, and then sometimes the outfielders are also there, so you can kind of talk to them, but I don't think we do that, but you can do that.
Have either of you ever done a Nationals Park tour? How's that? Do you
I
recommend the
gave,
tour?
oh yeah. Well, I gave blood and we got a free tour, but then I passed out, so I didn't get the tour, but she got
Oh
it.
no. I got to go on it, which I enjoyed, but was worried about my mom. But
The whole time
definitely did not
you
go
were
on the
just
tour, but yeah.
I was in the back of the elevator and they asked, "Does anybody want to get off?" And she goes, "Me." And I was like, "Okay, I'm stuck back here. I'll see you later."
Are there any, oh, actually, I was going to say, are there any fun traditions or thing in between inning activities? And then I realized, oh, it's Nationals Park. Yeah, of course you guys are the president's race. That's you guys
Always fun during the fourth inning.
during the
Always
fourth
fun to
inning.
see. It's in between the bottom and the top is when they'll come out, and depending on the day, like if it's a holiday or like May the 4th or something, they'll either be dressed up or just running out. So it's always fun trying to root for Teddy to win, but he doesn't always get there.
That Do you have
and
someone
then
you go for, Marion, each
oh
time?
well, we all like Teddy. That was sort of a thing. The year they won the World Series, I think. The campaign was let Teddy win. People had bumper stickers and stuff.
Is Teddy like the kind of perennial loser who doesn't always the
Unfortunately,
Mariners,
yes.
the Mariners have started having a salmon race and they've got one salmon. I can't remember who it is, but one salmon who never wins. He it's a it's always running the
Oh,
wrong
we went
way
there
and
a
like
year ago. We didn't see the salmon
yeah,
race.
I
That
think
would have been fun.
that might be new this year. So
Yeah. What else? They
anything
got a
else?
ballpark. They got a bullpen cart that looks like a baseball
Oh
for relief
yes.
pitchers, but people don't usually take it. It'll go out and
Or
make
say
the lap, but nobody
yeah. Sean
uses it.
Doolittle was, I think, the only one that ever did it, and it's
I think
always
the
so
visiting
sad seeing
pitcher.
it go. It well, they do it for the opposing team too, but nobody ever sits in it.
Yeah. And what
Yeah.
else do they do?
Sean
There's
Doolittle
a
is
lot of
also a
things.
local favorite. As an A's fan, big Sean Doolittle fan. So
Oh
that's
yeah. Oh yeah,
nice
he's the
connection with him.
best. Yeah. They have a lot of different games going on in between innings. Like Name That Tune, and they did something last year where you had to wear oven mitts and stack up Pepsi cans. I mean, they have all that sort of stuff. And
Yeah, they do that too.
one time we were the favorite row or something like that. The row of the
Oh
day.
yeah, they'll do like you have to guess like a certain section, and that section could win like I think it's called cash points or something. Or they've done drawings where you can win a signed autograph ball or a jersey, which is pretty cool. I don't know how. We haven't had that luck yet.
Yeah, but we were the row of the game and we got free bobbleheads one time. Remember
Oh yeah, that was fun.
that? And they have bobblehead games.
Yeah. How about promotions and whatnot. I know in Oakland, we had to, on a bobblehead day, line up an hour or two before gates open, and that was part of, the fun being in line and doing that. Is that the same you would say in Washington?
Yeah, they have
Yeah.
like
Or in
the
DC?
first 25,000 or sometimes 5,000, and then they'll have like special shirts. Like on May the 4th, they had like the dark side versus the light side. They'll have different giveaways, which definitely those are the games you want to go to.
Yeah, they
And
have
you
all
probably need
kinds
to
of
be
different
early.
affinity. Yeah, they have
Yeah.
all kinds of affinity groups too. Like all kinds of the local universities, they'll do hats for like UVA and JMU and Virginia Tech and all those George
And sometimes
Washington.
the bigger schools too, they've done like Penn State, Michigan. It just, I think, depends on the year.
Have either of you ever sat in a premium section, or is there one that you would like to at some point? You've seen it up there, and you're like, oh, someday we're gonna get tickets over in that section.
Yes, someday was this summer we did that.
And where did you go?
So
What did you do?
I had a big birthday, and Anna and her dad threw me a big party, and I paid her back by taking her to the Terror Club, and that's the premium section.
Where is
We
that
were
located?
home plate. Six rows behind home plate, I think. It's
Yep,
maybe
right
it's
against the wall.
yeah, maybe it's 20 rows in front of home plate. Special food, unlimited beer and wine. We sat at our seats and ordered Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, and we thought we had died and gone to heaven. And in August, we went to an August Day game. It was awesome, and the weather was perfect, because it isn't often perfect in DC in August. But it was like
In those.
gorgeous day. It would be a great place for like a bachelor party, because when we were ready to go, like late afternoon, people were just hanging out at the bar because it's open bar.
In those seats, do you also have access to like some kind of inside area as well so that you can get out of the heat if you
Yes.
wanted to?
Yes, they had a whole buffet, a
Yes.
whole dessert buffet. Yeah, it was really nice. And they had TVs in there, so if you needed to cool down, you could still watch the game.
What
And I
months are
think
we thinking that what
there's
months are we thinking
free
that the
seats.
weather is tough in DC?
August.
August,
It's
that's
hot.
your.
August.
It's very hot.
And I have frozen on opening day. I've frozen on opening day too. Sometimes April can be a little cold.
Yeah. Sometimes
Oh,
we're short sleeves, sometimes we're freezing.
that reminds me. You just mentioned April and being cold. What's the deal with the cherry blossoms? Are there
Oh,
still cherry
yeah.
blossoms there in April?
They
I
do
remember
it
that
depends
was
on
a
the
big thing
weather. Too late
when it
now.
opened. When
Global
it
warming.
opened, that was a big thing that they mentioned there were cherry blossoms out in the back. Is that still a thing?
Where are the cherry blossoms now? It absolutely is, but I think it's like mid-March now, maybe late March. But I think that they're gone by
Yeah.
opening day.
By opening day,
It
they're already gone.
depends. Yeah, I think
Maybe.
this year it was very cold, so they kind of came and went real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've gone twice in the last 2 years and been very cold, but I'm trying to remember when that was.
So I think I want to end our little conversation here, asking you just a couple questions about the building. Do you have a favorite area of the park?
I would say behind up on the second level, kind of where Shake Shack is. You can see everything. You can watch batting practice. It also has really good food. And they have like high tops, so you can like sit in each and kind of eat and watch everyone kind of do batting practice and stuff.
I'm very partial to the club section. Once we started going to the club section, I just love it. It's got cushioned seats. Like her dad, my husband, is not a big sports fan, but he can get behind the cushioned seats. And there's a part you can sit in. And I just love seeing all the old memorabilia.
Right.
I also like down behind, where is that behind first base on the first level, where that smaller where you get into the Terror Club. There's a bunch of pictures there too, like great moments in Nats history. I kind of like that. And there's that small smaller gift shop. You know what I'm talking
Let me
about?
know.
I think it's behind
Yeah.
home plate on the first level. Yeah.
Is there a main gift shop in the ballpark?
Yes. Yeah. At the center field gate where you walk in there.
Gotcha, at the center field gate. All right, so my final question for you guys is, And I'll let Marion, you can go first, and Anna, you can go afterwards. What is your favorite part of the whole game day experience going to Nationals games?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
I love baseball. I love to see a good game. I love to see a good, like, close game, a beautifully executed double play. It's always better when the Nats win. But, I just like seeing a good close game.
Nice. That's great. How about you, Anna?
To pick up on that, definitely a win is nice. I enjoy when either it's just my mom and I, or if we invite friends, or my boyfriend comes. It feels like our second home, and the fan base is so nice that, like, my mom is always talking to the person next to her about stats or something, and I'm like, please stop, please stop. But these fans are so nice that they want to engage, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's all you can hope for. I mean, when you go to a game, especially as a visitor, being able to engage with the locals. So,
And we joke with them. One of the things I think is that as a Nats fan, because we haven't been around a long time and we don't have that giant of a fan base, when we play someone like the Mets or the Phillies, there's tons of people from, there's a lot of National League
right.
East rivalry. So you'll see, I mean, people take the train down from New York and rent a whole section for Mets games sometimes.
Oh,
But
yeah.
so
Kind of
that
fun,
you.
kind of annoying.
Yeah,
Yes,
exactly. So
especially
you get
when we're
so
losing.
yeah. So we, you know, we don't. Yeah, it's a very family friendly. I mean, you can certainly sit next to a bunch of drunk yahoos, and we have occasionally, but it's not bad. Not
That's
like,
right. Well, you guys, it was really great talking to you. Thank you so much for joining me and giving me all your opinions and thoughts about Nats Park, because it's going to be on people's lists and everyone's going to come and they'll be listening to you and knowing where to eat and where to go and where to visit. So thanks so
Thanks
much,
so
Sarah.
much, Jacob. Thanks for reaching us out to us.
At this point in the podcast, I like to give a non-baseball recommendation for when you're not at the game, but since Washington, D.C. is such a richly dense place filled with tourist attractions, everyone is going to have their own interests and priorities. I can't assume that I know what you're going to be interested in. There are so many things to do. I mean, just look at TripAdvisor at things to do, the whole list. When you get to number 10, that's the White House. Number 25 is the Jefferson Memorial, and number 49 is the FBI building. I actually took a tour of the FBI building when I first came in 1993. For an eighth grader, it was super cool. But actually, this time around, I would probably go to the Spy Museum. That seems like a lot of fun. But anyways, it's really more about what you can fit in this time around. Maybe it's your first time, maybe it's your third time, maybe it's your 20th time. All I can do is tell you what I am looking forward to on my next time in DC. I think I will try to catch a Saturday game because I have something I really want to do on Friday night. I want to check out the Friday evening parade at the Marine Barracks at 8th and I. Here's what it says on the website. The Friday evening parade is a unique tradition that has been held at Marine Barracks, Washington, D.C. for over 60 years. Beginning at 8:45 p.m. every Friday from May through August, this 75-minute ceremony showcases the pride, professionalism, and esprit de corps of the Marine Corps Band. Guests experience military excellence with performances by the President's Own United States Marine Band, the Commandant's Own United States Marine Drum and Bugle Corps, and the esteemed Military State Marine Corps Silent Drill Platoon. Admission is free, but reservations are required. Yeah, that sounds pretty incredible. I would totally check that out. It says, parade timeline, gates open at 7, gates close at 8, and 8:45 parade begins. 10 o'clock parade concludes. So, yeah, I would check that out at the Marine Barracks at 8th and I Streets in DC. So, again, that's pretty cool. I also, like I said, want to check out the Spy Museum. That is something new since the last time I was here. And finally, I've never been to the National Archives. I really want to check out the treasure map on the back of the Declaration of Independence. I think that's something I can do there. All right, let's see now how DC scores as a baseball road tripping city. All right, remember, this is my own personal scoring. It's not a ranking, it's just kind of a scoring of what I find important in a city when I go and visit. So I've got five categories: stadium, ballpark-related activities, food, tourist attractions, and filming locations. 25 points total. So stadium, I'll give it a 3 out of 5. It's a good stadium, nothing bad about it, but it's not, top tier to give a 5 out of 5. Ballpark-related activities. Well, there's not much. What I really found was that you can go to the National Portraits Gallery and you can find the Champions wing that has a lot of great portraits of famous sports stars, including baseball players. So not much to do in terms of other ballparks. You could go check out RFK if you want. Is that still around? Did they tear it down? I don't know. But ballpark-related activities, I give it a 2. Food. I really want to try a half smoke when I get to DC. That is what DC is known for. That's their signature dish. It's a beef and pork sausage with a hint of pepper and some fiercely guarded secret spices. You can put chili on it, maybe yellow mustard and cheese. But you should try to go to Ben's Chili Bowl to chow down on an original chili half smoke. That is, one of DC's premier institutions. You'll enjoy that. They also have a Ben's Chili Bowl at the ballpark, but again, you'll always find better versions at the original places. But maybe try that at Nationals Park. So I'll give that a 4 because there is a dish and a restaurant that I actually want to visit when I'm there. Tourist attractions. If I could give this a 10, I would, but 5. 5 out of 5. So many things to do. And filming locations. Man, not only can you see where all of your favorite, political espionage thrillers were filmed. Tons of things out there, whether it is House of Cards or what was the movie with Clint Eastwood, In the Line of Fire. But you can also go and visit the very famous Exorcist steps. Those steps from The Exorcist that are famous is a great, completely recognizable as soon as you see them. So I'll give it 5 out of 5. So add those up. We'll give that 19. 19 out of 25. Not bad for a ballpark road trip in city. We're almost out of time, so let's get to Jake's favorite feature. This is the part of the show where I, Jake, tell you, the audience, my favorite feature for this week's ballpark. For Nationals Park, I think it has to be that open-air sports bar in the outfield, a good place to catch an inning or two, talk with friends, or just stretch your legs and watch the game from a different perspective. It was one of the original social spaces, so let's give it its due. All right, everyone, that concludes this two-city mini ballpark road trip. Until next week, this is Jacob Russell Snyder saying, that concludes this two-city mini ballpark road trip. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.